Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition to SNR Radio on Max, along with Sasha. What's up? So today we're going to be getting into the topic we should have gotten to probably, 2 weeks ago, but Blog Talk was acting up and hopefully still not acting up. But when is too comfortable comfortable? We're going to be getting into, about relationships, about, when should you start doing stuff like maybe burping or farting or cussing in front of your significant other. And, we got some little game we're about to play also with that. So, what do you think is too comfortable in a relationship?
I'm trying to log in. So, I don't know.
To me, too comfortable is, comfortable is to me, probably a year into a relationship, you can get comfortable with the person. But that's when, you already done, cussed in front of that person, which, I guess everybody does, or majority of people do. As far as, burping, it happens if you go out to dinner. So it's going, especially if you're out there, drinking soda or something in front of the person, you're going to have that burping moment, but, it's like a little hurt instead of a big burp.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you
want to
call it.
Mm-hmm. I think if you going to the extreme of passing gas, like when you first know that person, that's too much. So, that's a little too personal.
Mm-hmm.
That's too comfortable. I think also a thing about being too comfortable is you don't do the same things that you used to do. I'm unprepared. My mind isn't focused. But it's like, it's too, when you don't dress the same way that you used to. Like, I don't dress the same way that I used to. I used to dress up more, and I don't. And it's simply because, for one thing, we don't, the places that we go, it doesn't really require it, so why should I? But to me, for me, that's me being too comfortable. That's my own thing.
So we was going out to, let's say, Applebee's or Chili's or something like that. That's comfortable to you?
That's too casual to me.
Casual?
Mm-hmm. That's too casual for me. I think that it's important to dress up every once in a while, bring out the fancy stuff, and, you know, get dressed up and go out. I think that that's important for couples to do sometimes. But I think if you shouldn't get too comfortable, too lax in doing those types of things. And, you know, in some cases, it's just, it just happens.
Well, if we go to Applebee's, we're going to find our finest duds. It's kind of, we're going to be out of place there.
Well, that's when you don't go to Applebee's. That's the point, right? Going to Chili's or going to Applebee's, even going to Red Lobster. Like, going to Red Lobster used to be, you had to fancy up.
Yeah.
You were supposed to put on your Sunday's best to go to Red Lobster. Now, you see people come in there with run down sneakers and ripped jeans and flip flops. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's casual. That's not upscale. I think as a couple, it's important to have that in your relationship where you set that type of standard.
Yeah. So that's, to you, too comfortable is not getting dressed up to go out somewhere. It's like lack
of dating. No, it's not for me, myself, how I dress. I feel that I dress too comfortable now. Because when I was out there on the market and I was trying to entice people and letting people know that I was single, I showed some titties and some shit and all that kind of good stuff. I put the meat on the market. I let it be known that the meat was available. But now that I'm in a relationship, I got the meat covered up, which is not a bad thing. But at the same time, it's like, okay, I noticed for myself that I dress more casual than I used to.
You still dressing the same, because it's not like you was going places. Like, oh.
Like, man, the first time we went out, we went to Fellini's.
Uh-huh.
I wore a black skirt,
uh-huh,
and a pink top.
Mm-hmm.
Same profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
You said, because it was March, and it was still kind of chilly,
mm-hmm,
and I put on a little sweater.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that I was overdressed for Fellini.
Yeah.
But that, what you saw,
uh-huh,
was usually how I dressed. Even when I was single, when I was out there, I mean, that was how I dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do that.
To me, that was, when you was dressing, that was just that outfit should have been worn to, what's that tea place? That tea place you want to go to. I said, like, damn, that's a lot of money.
What tea place?
In Atlanta.
Mary Max,
yeah,
tea room.
That would have been nice there, but, you know.
But that was how I dressed. That was always, when I went out,
uh-huh,
that was how I dressed.
Mm-hmm.
When we went out for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to dinner with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Would you act a complete ass? Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You, yeah, you did. You ate it straight up crazy. So, anyway, that, the way that I was dressed that day,
mm-hmm.
that's usually how I dress.
But you must have been talking about your heyday back in your early or late 20s, because you wasn't letting all your stuff hang out.
What are you talking about?
We talking about...
I was.
No, when?
I had cleavage showing.
Now, when we went out...
that little pink top I had on, it did have cleavage. Because the butt kept popping open and all my bosoms.
Well, see, that was a malfunction. You had to change
that. No, it wasn't a malfunction. That's how I always did.
Oh, so you did that purposely?
No, it just
nobody
did
looking,
that.
Let me just, your little shimmy.
No, it just, it always did that. Because the button was, whatever. The button needed to be moved. I caught myself moving it over.
Because
I got all these titties. And it wouldn't stay butt. And I caught myself moving it. But I didn't move it over far enough. So it would, where it wouldn't button at all, now it would button, but it would poof. It would pop out.
Gotcha.
But anyway, that's my thing. That's my thing. I think that it's, I think when you get too comfortable, like, you talk about it because I say we should date. We should go out on a date. And it's nothing wrong with us going to Chili's or Applebee's or even somewhere, wherever, Fridays. But sometimes you have to dress up. I think it's important to do that, to put on your fancy duds and go out. And
yeah, but we got to take that dress like that to that specific place.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. Go to those places.
But we know we're close, you know.
But that's not the point. We may not be close. But if it's a Friday or a Saturday even, you can just say, okay, we're going to go here or whatever we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I was sleeping good. I think that's important. I'm still thinking about my nap. I just think that's important to do, and I think that sometimes couples get too comfortable in the same mundane things that they do. I mean, you may be doing something, but I think at the same time, you have to shake it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is some places close, instead of having to go drive 45 minutes there and then 45 minutes back to go to somewhere nice that where your fancy does that, then.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's not like something that you have to do every week or every 2 weeks. You make a plan and say, okay, we're going to go here. We're going to do that.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's, you know, getting out and going for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And saying, okay, we're going to take a weekend thing in. Like, next month, I want to go to this place, and you're talking crazy.
What place is that?
The French Tavern and Market. It's up to do. Now, I have to wear my fancy goods.
Oh, okay, ain't no problem.
But you talking about going for lunch. I'm talking about going for dinner, or even going to the Sundial, or, you know, not even that, but going to somewhere where you're meeting people that are in your age range, doing the same thing, having the same like-mindedness as you as a couple. I think that's important. I think I think that's important as a couple, that you should do those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people get too comfortable in doing the same day-to-day thing. You go to work. You come home from work. If you got kids, you take care of the kids. You cook dinner. You clean up. Then you watch a little TV. Then you go to bed. And then you poke on each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to sleep. And then you start it all over. And then when the weekend comes, oh, well, we got to do this. We got to clean up. We got to do laundry. We got to wash the car. Got to go to the grocery store. Got to do this. Got to do that. And it gets boring. And that, to me, is getting too comfortable. I mean, like, boring is good sometimes, but boring can also be, it can lead to infiltrators.
I don't think so, because boring is
predictable.
Yeah, but see, but another thing is that you have to set your standards financially within your means too, also, because if we gotta drive 45 minutes to go to the Sundial plus, or it's probably even fall out in 45 minutes.
You know, it's downtown
where?
Atlanta.
Well, it's 1 hour 20 minutes away.
It's 1 hour away.
It's and traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1 hour. Let's say, all right, 1 hour there and 1 hour back. Okay.
But those aren't the only places that you can go.
Saying, that's the type of stuff that's farther out. So that means you want to go for dinner. All right, we can go for dinner. That means we leave here, what, 5 o'clock, be there by 6 o'clock.
You might as well be there before then.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that.
You might as well leave at 4.
All right, 4 to get to Atlanta.
But you gotta make reservations.
Oh, so I got to get a top hat, too, in a case.
Oh, you don't have to get a top hat, but you can't go in jeans.
No jeans, but that's the type of stuff. Where, okay.
That's the type of place you go for anniversary. That's the type of place.
Well, you don't have to rush. You take
I don't think you have to rush either way. I think it's something that is something that you do for an anniversary, or you do for a birthday or something special.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a, let's go to the Sundial.
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's go to Pascal's.
I'm sure they ain't upscale. They just got upscale prices problems. They're another Red Lobster.
I mean, it's just what you do. I'm just saying that you have to, you can't get too comfortable with each other and that you do the same thing and you get bored. You need to spice things up, whether it be sexually or put something adventurous in your relationship. But I think that's important, not to get too comfortable doing the same thing, like Netflix and chill, Redbox and chill.
But we don't.
Which is not a bad thing. Don't get
mm-hmm.
me wrong. It's not. I enjoy it.
Mhm.
Because 9 times out of 10, I'm the one initiating.
Because you picky about your movie.
I'm not picky about movies.
Yeah, you picky with your movie. That's why you picky with your food.
No. I like variety with my food.
Yeah.
I don't like eating the same thing every day. I can't eat scrambled eggs and cheese every day.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I just uh-huh. can't do that. That's uh-huh. just not. That's not how I grew up. That's just not how my taste is. I like variety.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I even like variety in my meme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll shave my beard since, you know, you in that beard group.
I'm not in the beard group no more. I deleted myself from the beard group. Thanks, though.
I told you, Stanley, we're coming with some good topics.
No. The thirst was real. Good grief.
But
that was a whole... That was a whole nother thing, that beer group. I think I'm still in it, but I think I unfollowed it. Because it was just too much. Why you want me to put you in there? I'll ask you.
No, okay.
I put a picture of you in there. This is my boo. Yeah, you already on my profile pic in your beard. This is my boo. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I got to get your little muffin chops out. Mullet. You got to grow that out. I'm going to get a hot comb and straighten that out for you.
We're going to talk about that next week.
What? The beard groom?
Yeah. We got...
Oh, I don't want to.
Yeah, we have to. We won't have to talk about that, but it's like the fascination of...
Beards
been around since the caveman time. And, you know, every woman in that group, baby daddy, got a beard. So what's so fascinating? But Joy don't got beard, so what's the fascination over it?
It was the men with the beard.
Oh, please.
It was their body.
Please.
I mean,
there's a white woman on my page talking about, oh my God, I think I might have to do interracial dating. There's a white man in there. Oh my God.
It was.
And I'm like, you know, you ain't never seen a white man with a beard before. It's like,
or a nice upkept. That's why I'm like, it's because it's. He looks clean.
No.
Is it because it's upkept?
No.
Is it what is it?
It's just.
But there was some nice. I mean, if you in there for the, be in there, ladies. If you in the beard gang group or whatever it is, be in there. Look at the pictures. Look at your couple of pictures. Scroll on, but don't get caught up in that. Yeah. You know.
To me, just say. 3, even 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if this beard game would have popped up,
mm-hmm.
Everybody would have them niggas too high maintenance. Look at them. It got to be just cut. It's like, you know, probably every 2 weeks, I got to get a trim up. Mm, he looking in the mirror more than me. Now it's, oh, Lord Jesus. Mm, you see that guy with the beard? Oh. Mm.
Ooh, beards and gray sweatpants with no underwear.
Well, see that?
That's the next thing. I don't think it really has anything to, like, the beard is one thing, but they're looking and ogling men's bodies. That's what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with ogling a man's body.
I mean, a lot of BBW groups, a man can put a face picture of him with his shirt off or him.
It's just looking at right now.
Huh?
It's what, like, the beard thing is not anything new. This group came about, but I don't know how or why the group came about, but we're totally off topic. But I don't know how the group came about. All I know is a couple of people on my timeline were talking about beard group, beard game. And I'm like, what? And the next thing I know, a friend of mine added me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... When I got in there, I was like 5-10 steps behind the plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like 1.3 comments, 1.8 comments, 1.3 comments. Like, damn. And this just happened Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, what y'all doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was always behind the 8-ball. And the posts that I kept running across were the women. It was women about women in the group. And I'm like, okay, you knew what this was. You knew that you set this up for it to, you gonna have, just like they're thirsty-ass men, they're thirsty-ass women. And... You knew that was going to happen.
Mm-mm. No, because like I said, I'm in a lot of BBW groups. If a man poses a picture...
But these aren't just your regular run-of-the-mill dudes.
I'm talking about a dude that can be in there that he Usher type. He's a pretty boy. If this pretty boy is in any group that posts pictures, and you'd be lucky to get... three likes and one comment. And it's like,
these are more than pretty boys. These is, they just pretty. There's a difference between pretty, Usher pretty, and then you got pretty.
You know, they're that pretty. Maybe that picture was right. This is getting passed around. The man on another man talking about, y'all already got my boo. You can't take.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If they that pretty.
Oh, there's some real pretty ones up in there. They real pretty. That's like a friend of mine was talking about. I'm like, shit. They got these women going in there talking about they going to break up their homes and all this kind of stuff. They going to leave. And you going to get this, like, it's this one dude that everybody was in love with, and he's from Dubai. And this chick, she going to fly across the country. I'm like,
girl. She can't even get out of her own state. Come on.
You know, and.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong, he was pretty. He was a pretty dude. But it's like I was telling one of my other friends on Facebook. I told her, I seen your little name pop up in the beard group. I was looking, scrolling, and who name popped up in there? Like, yeah, it was me. You saw me. I came tonight. I'm like, yeah, but some of them up in there looking for sponsors. Them dudes in there looking for sponsors. She's like, mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you take it for what it is.
Now, I guess, I guess people will ask, well, that's too comfortable.
Huh? Is what too comfortable?
You being a beer group and you in a relationship?
No.
Why you say that?
That's not comfortable.
Why you say that's is what, too comfortable?
It's not too comfortable because you in the beer group?
Yeah.
Just because you in that don't mean you got to be trying to dip, snip, and creep. You just in there admiring. I mean, what? Because you in a relationship, you can't look?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No. Just because I'm in a relationship don't mean I'm dead. I see nice looking men. I'm not sitting up going around looking at Ralph Angel for nothing.
Mhm.
Off of
Queen Sugar.
Yeah, I'm not looking at Ralph Angel for nothing. So.
Yeah.
I'm not dead. Just like. I don't expect you to stop looking. I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking.
Yeah, true. But somebody say, well, that's just too comfortable, y'all, because how you going to be with the buying a monster now?
That ain't comfortable.
What else do you think is too comfortable or even comfortable?
Too comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Well, can you comment on somebody's page, or I should say in a group and say, oh yeah, your ass do look nice.
No, now that ain't being comfortable. That's trying to creep.
That ain't creeping.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing wrong. No, you just taking it to. Oh, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh damn. That's not being comfortable. That's wanting to creep. Because you could come in on somebody talking about, oh, they got a nice ass and all that kind of stuff.
What you think you're doing when
I'm looking at the beard.
No, Ralph Angel.
Loved it.
Well, see, that's the same thing.
But I ain't seeing it.
Yes, you do. It's on your eyes.
Exactly.
But the same thing. I'm not
clicking talking about, ooh, he got a nice ass.
Mmm,
man, I'm not doing
all
that.
You heard you go, mmm, Ralph Angel.
That's
the same thing.
I did.
Yes, that's
I was
lusting.
But I
said
it to myself.
No, you didn't, because I heard, mmm.
I did. I just
went. That's a mmm meaning, ooh.
I went, I could have been saying, for a lot of things.
That was a chakra hitting you.
That was a chakra. Sitting up there telling somebody They got nice ass, don't have anything to do with you being comfortable in your relationship. I don't see it. But I'm sure you're making a case for it.
No, I'm just saying there are a lot of people out there that be like, well, that's just too comfortable. I wouldn't do that because, you know, that's like cheating. You're going to tell, you know, you're going to look at another man and be like, oh, yeah, he cute. You know how y'all girls be doing
when a man ain't around? I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know, looking at another man saying that he's attractive. But if another man, like, if a dude came to me in my inbox from a group I was in, talking to me and trying to find out what it was, and I'm like, you know, I'm in a relationship. I'm good. He's like, oh, I'm moving back up there, da 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 da. And
mm-hmm.
I would like, you know, I said, oh, well, that's nice. Sure. Whenever you move back up here, you know, let me know. Me and my boyfriend would love to hang out. It's always nice to have go somewhere where you know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put him on notice for whatever your intent was.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it down. I'm involved. I'm with someone. I did have one talking about, oh, I'm late. Well, if you like to ever hit me up if you ever like to have a drink sometime. That is if you can get free. I'm good. I gave a, what did he say? He said, he got his freedom card back. And I told him, I laughed and I said, well, I willingly gave up my freedom card, so I'm good. Thanks, though.
See that? That don't happen to me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I ain't looking.
What don't happen to you?
Nobody just hits me about the road like, hey, how are you? What you been up to? I don't get that. I feel kind of left out now.
It don't happen often. It's like, it was a season about to change. He was trying to get him, you know, he trying to get him some cover.
Season ain't changed for me. Nobody even seem to recognize me no more.
Oops.
Nobody, see that?
Oops. See? Well, what you trying to say?
It's all your fault.
Maybe. I don't tag you and stuff.
No, they just, I guess they just got an inkling.
I don't put your name on stuff.
I don't know.
You on my page. You give yourself away.
I don't give myself away.
By coming on my page, clicking the love button.
Everybody does that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. I don't even go on your page. I let you have your face. I let you over there.
That's because I don't post none on my page.
Well, see, there you go.
Matter of fact, the last thing I probably posted was 3-4 days ago. The time before that was probably 3 months ago.
Well, see, that's why they don't hit you up. They be hitting you up.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They already know, but you already got them.
I'm no Ralph Angel.
Well, let me put you in the beer group. They'll hit you up then.
No, that's a cow.
Your message will be popping. All I hear is boom, boom.
No, that's a cow. I want someone who's educated.
They educated?
No, they ain't.
Those women are educated.
No. Fucking is not an education, okay?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Even the most educated woman will suck a dick, if that's her thing.
No.
Yeah, it is. Oh, what?
No.
So, an uneducated woman sucks dick?
Yeah. Better. Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
So what you trying to say? I'm uneducated?
What? You suck dick? Anybody can suck a dick.
No.
Anybody can suck a dick.
No.
Yes, any man, if a man tell you that,
no.
A woman didn't give him a good head, right? Either she clipped it while she was doing it, or she sucked it too hard, or she bit it. Other than that, it's kind of like,
Everybody can suck dick.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
There ain't too many obstacles in your way to say, well,
yes,
you
it
know.
Is.
What? Like, there's only
skill.
Three.
It's
no
skill.
It ain't no skill.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the better you are, the better it is. And see, that was,
that's, no,
that
the
was my
it's
problem.
The longer
that
you
was
can go.
My problem was I only sucked dick for my satisfaction. If I didn't feel like it, I didn't suck dick because a dude wanted me to.
Mm-hmm.
I sucked his dick because I felt like it.
That's just too comfortable.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Because that don't mean everybody's dick got sucked. And even when I was, quote, unquote, dating someone, did not mean that his dick got sucked every time just because we had sex. So,
mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
So, you're not a pro?
Nope.
Oh, see that?
I can count on one hand how many dicks done been in my mouth.
Well,
the same
that,
number deep
that,
in my mouth.
That just let you know that
same.
College girls only listen to Drake, see? Who said that in that program? He was right.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because you're too busy into the book instead of out here sucking dick.
No, I thought I was too fast.
Doing handstands and backflips and cartwheels.
I didn't even do hand jobs.
Well, see that? That was a good sign. See that?
I didn't do hand jobs. I didn't do any of those things until I was 23.
So to all you freaks out there talking about I'm an educated woman and I'm a freak in the bedroom, no, you're not. Cause you can't be both. That's what my grandmother said one time to her. If you find a woman talking about she a freak in the streets and a lady in the street, and I said that right. That ain't possible. Cause that's like you can't go to over here to nursing school to be a doctor and a lawyer, but over here you're gonna be sucking a dick and getting down in the bedroom.
Uh-uh.
No, you can't.
When you get through studying.
No, you can't.
Because
you got to retain.
You find, it helps.
Ain't no happy
that, that protein helps you retain. It coats your brain stem.
You better drink some milk.
That protein coats your brain stem, so it makes all that stuff that you learn, it retains it, and it stays in there. That's why all dick suckers go to school and they put books under their pillows because it helps them to remember. Yes.
That's because they don't have only but one pillow. It's flat, so.
I had two.
Oh, see, you high to ditty. See that? You wasn't struggling with no books.
Yeah, well, I put my books under my pillow.
Uh-huh. I mean, it didn't help. This just mean you stayed up all night because you flipping and flopping.
No, I put it under my pillow so I can retain my information, especially on the part that you had. Like, if it's true. Like, if you have a hard part that you, like, if you're studying for something and it's a part of it that you don't understand, you're supposed to open the book up to those specific pages, go to bed, put it under your pillow, go to sleep with it under your pillow, and then you will retain it so you can pass the test in the morning.
See, I wish we was on air now because I'm about to give you the Steve Harvey look. See, that,
That's not Steve Harvey
look. That's Steve Harvey right there.
That's a monkey look.
That's Steve Harvey.
That's King Kong.
That's Steve Harvey right
no,
there.
That's that. What's that monkey? What's that game on the tower where the monkey be swinging?
Donkey Kong?
Yeah. You know, he loses his little go.
Uh-huh.
That's what that was.
That's what I'm going to give you because I don't believe that.
Of course not, because you don't believe stuff like that.
I was going to sink in. You might as well just put the book on in there and just open it up to the page and be like, all right, I don't have to study for this. I'm just going to sleep in my book and retain all this information.
No, it don't work like that. But if you have studied and say, for history, world love, let's say ancient history, and you had to remember the Constitution, you had to remember the articles of the Constitution, that's the best thing, world history, government, that's what you would do. You would put it to those pages that you had a hard time studying, that didn't come to you, such as the Articles of the Constitution, and you go to sleep with the book open to those pages, those specific pages. It's not like, oh, you're going to just drop that and not study. No, that's not how it works. What you're going to do is you put it on there because you study, but you need a little extra kick.
So let me tell me if...
I mean to tell you, kiss my ass.
So
how
about
that?
Tell me if what you were studying was on three pages that you didn't get, you just had to sleep for an hour and then turn the page, sleep for another hour and turn the page.
No.
How would three pages?
It was just sinking.
Oh, God. That's why you're so smart now.
It is.
So for all those that don't know how to suck dick good, just put a vibrator in a DVD, porn DVD, and leak your pillow to retain the information. The second.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
That's. Is it too comfortable to walk around naked 6 months into a relationship?
6 months into a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Like that too early? Would you do it sooner or later?
Are you just coming over visiting? Have we been intimate? Or is it just I'm just walking around butt ass naked?
It can be both scenarios because you didn't have to just be like, okay.
I mean, I think it's up to that person on that one. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about when did you jump in the shower with that person?
As we fuck.
As you fuck?
After.
Oh, so you both get in there and wash each other up?
Yes.
Oh.
That's sexy.
Now, is that relationship wise? Or is that kind of like a
No, that's not a friend. That's too personal for me. If it was friends, if it was just friends with benefits, nah, I ain't taking a bath with you. No, that's to me that's relationship material.
That's too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I like being naked. So if somebody had a problem with me being naked 6 months into the relationship, then I'll keep my panties on, but I might just, you know.
That's easy, eh?
What about sleeping naked?
You're already in the bedroom having sex, so that you know. You can do that on the first date.
I don't think it's too comfortable. I think it's just what you deem as inappropriate with that. I think you got to make your own decision with that one.
To me, if you're already in the bed fucking...
Why you got to be fucking?
People nowadays, they don't know nothing about making love.
But I'm just saying, if 6 months into the relationship and you walking around naked, you're walking around nude,
mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with that.
Well, but what about, you know, 6 months, you still don't know if that's the right person for you. Somebody said, well, I don't know if that person's the right one. I'm just walking around here. And
then you don't do it.
But when should you? Is it like...
When you're comfortable. I didn't start doing it until maybe what? A year?
I wouldn't keep track.
Well, see, there you go. Get somebody that don't keep track of shit. What you do. They don't care what you do. You just feed them. You and me in there frying bacon, burning the hell up out yourself. They won't care. As long as the bacon isn't burned.
Yeah, exactly. Nice and crispy. Don't burn that bacon. Oh, and I don't know. He done got me hooked with that spicy bacon with the, you know.
Why you gotta tell everybody I do?
So they can cook it for their man.
That's why they be hitting me up in my inbox. because you be
no, that's
because
you told them I can pop this recipe.
I ain't told nobody nothing. That was just between me and you and the candy bacon. People know about brown sugar and cayenne pepper on bacon?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Yeah, and they go to Cracker Barrel,
Well, you can do it at home, good people.
Uh-huh.
Just get you some bacon and a rack.
And tell them to cook it butt naked. There you go. That's
you putting it in the oven.
Yeah, cook it butt naked.
Well, if you want to.
When she bends over and has to, you know, look at it, you know, ass all up in the face. There you go. You just be there.
Make sure that them booze, if you got some long ones, don't get burnt on the bottom of the stove.
Yeah, do it like you're taking a picture. You're supposed to pull them, post on Facebook, cover up one arm.
Gotta hold them up. Just make sure you don't burn a titty. On
just
the stove.
Cup and tuck.
That's right. But don't let the bacon burn.
Don't let the bacon burn.
Because it'll burn with the sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And cayenne pepper.
Don't, if your woman is cooking in the microwave like that, just get rid of her.
Go to hell. You didn't get rid of me.
You didn't do it in the microwave.
I cook bacon in the microwave.
No, I'm talking about the
brown sugar.
Yeah.
You can do it in the microwave.
I said don't do it. That's a lady.
You
one.
Can.
You can, but that's a
you
lady.
You can.
One. Don't do it.
Yes,
if you
can.
If you get a woman like that, leave her.
Okay, from
she's
now
lazy.
On, I'm going to do it. That's how
leave
I'm going to do it. I
no,
cook bacon
cause,
in there.
No, it's not, because it's not going to come out right.
Yeah, well.
No.
It did.
If you just cook it plain bacon in the microwave, it'll do right.
But if you put the sugar on it, it'll do right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will.
Then you gotta
you just got to know how to do it.
How you do it?
You just put it on there. You then, cook it the same way that you would the regular bacon.
Then you got to soak the pan. And it's going to be harder to get off, because now you got to have the little sticky...
You take care of that while it's hot. For one thing, you always wash your pan while it's still good and hot once
mm-hmm.
you get the food out of it. And that way, it's not as hard to scrub. But if you wait an hour or 2 hours after something sticky has set in a pan, of course it's going to be hard. But if you go ahead and put water on it while it's real hot
mm-hmm.
and let that hot water sit there on it and do its thing,
mm-hmm.
you won't have to soak that hard.
Soak that hard?
Soak.
Oh.
Soak.
Soak. Soak.
It won't have to soak as hard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your cooking tip for the day.
Uh-huh. For all the lazy women out there.
Ain't nobody lazy.
Yes, it is.
Your lazy-ass brethren.
Cooking.
Your lazy-ass, you and your lazy-ass brethren.
Brother, we too
brethren.
Busy.
Brethren.
We too
brethren.
Busy doing our beers the way y'all like them. So.
You can't say you, because you don't do yours. I got you stuff for yours, and you still won't do it.
Because it's... Why do you think our man nowadays got to be so soft? He was supposed to be a little rough.
Because it's not just about making your beard soft. It's to help your skin that's underneath there.
Uh-huh.
It's to help the skin underneath to wash clean and condition it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's for.
Uh-huh.
But you, Choco,
it's too
you're
much
just
work.
Stubborn.
It's,
not.
It's, like,
it's no
it's
more
like,
different than washing your
no,
face.
No, it's not. Because it's kind of like what God used to do back in the day. They had nappy Ethiopian hair. They used to
How you know Ethiopians have nappy hair?
Because I know a few of them. They all got nappy hair. Kind of like that girl from we said at the hair show. She was Ethiopian or African. She had nappy hair. She even told you. She got nappy hair.
She didn't say she had nappy hair.
No, that's just...
She said she had 4C hair.
Uh-huh, which is...
A coarser grade of hair.
That's just a nicer way of putting it, saying I got some nigga nappy hair.
Oh my
like,
god!
You played it simple. It's just that's the difference between a lie and a fib. If they're both the same thing, a fib is just a little bit nicer saying somebody lied.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
To say that you have nappy hair, that's a negative stereotype of our hair.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have our hair isn't. Nappy, it's kinky.
That's even a nicer way. It's kinky. I have kinky hair.
Kinky? There's nothing
yeah,
wrong with saying.
I have kinky hair.
There's nothing wrong with saying kinky.
It's just a nicer way of putting it. Sounds.
Some people say nappy.
Which is fine. I mean, it's all about what works for you.
Here's one. When should you take your wig off in front of your partner?
I can't answer that because I don't wear a wig. I've heard people say they never take their wigs off. And if they wake up, they go to sleep, and they wake up and their wig is kind of crooked, they'll get up and fix it before he gets up so that he don't see their real hair. So I don't know. I can't answer that one. I'm left scratching my head because I've never worn a wig.
I say do it whenever because he already know it ain't your hair anymore. So.
Well, that's like when should you let him run his fingers through your hair? You got tracks.
That's why they say don't run your fingers through a black woman's hair. Is it going to be a wig or is it going to have tracks in it? So it's like...
Oh.
You're damn if you do, you're damn if you don't. So, you don't want to get your hand caught and you're like, ooh, I'm sorry. Let me get this out.
Well, pull a wig.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I don't know about the wig because. Oh, now, if you might ask me, when should you wear your silk scarf and your hair bunny?
That's a must.
That's what I say. If you can't deal with me putting on my hair net or my hair bun or tying my hair up, then...
And we ain't looking at your heads anyway, so...
I didn't think so.
Oh, I can't take my wig off. We ain't looking at your head.
Now, I'm not having sex when I first get my hair done.
Well, you ain't eating my damn car. He's out here.
Exactly.
No, your nappy-headed kid is not getting in my car.
They look nasty hands.
Exactly.
Always wiping on stuff.
Get your hands off my window. What the hell wrong with you? It's only glass. I don't give a damn. Say your kid sit down.
But no, I've never... With that fresh perm and that fresh dew, I'm not having no relations. I'm not having relations. I just get my hair. And I might not have no relations... When I first get this wash and go set right, like this wash and go that I had, nah, I couldn't let you sweat that out.
That's right. I just turn up the AC.
That's fine.
So you won't sweat it out.
That's fine.
Or just says, hey, you need to be washed again anyway.
Oh, you would do something. You'd do something to it while I'm asleep.
Cool, man. That takes too much time and effort for that.
What?
Do something to your... Oh, do something when you're asleep?
Yeah.
To
hair.
Oh, no. Oh, to your hair? No, that takes too much time.
A wash and go don't take that much time.
No, to do something. To plan something. Like, well, what can I do?
Mess it up.
Just put my hand on top of your head and go...
Pull my curls.
That's too much.
It ain't too much. You would
now,
do
if
something.
I can, now, something I might do is, you know, turn down the AC so you get up, you're sweating it out.
Nah, I'll put all that hot ass cover on me like you did two nights ago. You did. It was so hot. Like, damn.
When I got it, it was cold. I'm sitting in front of the fan.
Well, but nobody tell you to sit on the fan. But now, my hair gone. That's probably why I done sweated out on one side. Got liquor curl over here. It's just... Look at that. One side looks better than the other.
It always does, you say.
No. This one was going to last for 7 days.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No. On your left side, you said it always doesn't come out good, or...
It did this time.
It did, but then you said you slept on it.
You did something.
No, I ain't do nothing.
Yes, you did.
I stayed in my little lane.
You never stayed.
In my little section of the bed, and that was it.
This side looks okay.
Because that's the side you don't sleep on. So your head's not pressing up and rubbing against the pillow.
Well,
and against the covers.
I can't wait till I go learn how to tie a
of these head wraps to protect my hair.
The little African lady that you saw the color, what it is? They don't call it African braided for nothing. One last time you see a braided shop called Black African American Braiding Station.
I've never seen one called
that. Exactly, because I'm African.
Oh my God.
They do them good, boy. They take all your edges off. What? Go ahead.
They do not.
Yes, they do. They braid your head tight. You be like this. Yeah, I'm sleep. What you want? Yeah, I be wide open.
That ain't never happened to me. I've never had my hair braided by Africans.
Well, see, you ask someone who had their hair braided by Africans.
And they snatch their edges?
Everything. Every little hair is in place. It be so tight, be like, oh, God.
I couldn't deal with that. I would have to take that mess down.
You can't.
You can too.
No, you can't. And you done paid $300 for it. You ain't taking
If it's that tight and it's hurt my head and it's giving me a headache, yes, I will.
You knew what you was into when you went to
not
the
when I tell. Not, I don't care if it's African, Black, Malaysian, whatever, Caucasian, Hebrew. I don't care what you are. If you got my damn head hurting after you braid my hair, I'm going to take that mess down.
Oh, that's your money.
That's I'll right. That's my money. Because I have definitely, there have been many a time I have done that.
Mm.
Took my little edges, my little baby hair,
mm-hmm.
and pulled it all, honey. No, I took that shit down.
That's why you see a lot of them with no edges, because they got their hair braided.
Because they pulled it.
Yeah.
And they pulled it out.
Yeah.
I know. But that's why you have to take that down around in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because all it's going to do is continue to pull the hair, especially if you have those little bumps that form around your hairline. That means that it's killing the hair falling. Your shit finna come poop. Mm-hmm. And all of it's finna come tough to your little baby edges. It's finna just baby his ass out of your head. You look around, walking around, looking like Tamar Braxton in that picture.
Well, see that. See, I can't make a joke about the Africans if you talk about Tamar Braxton. And that's your girl.
Tamar is my girl.
Her queen.
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 Mm-hmm. But she did. There was a picture of her floating around with no, I mean, her stuff was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That damn black castor oil don't help y'all get y'all edges back. I fell for the okie doke too. So don't be putting that shit on your head. It's not going to help your edges to grow.
It grew, boy. How you get to grow back? Just let it grow?
Because of how I started taking care of my natural hair. That's how my edges grow. Because I stopped using that castor oil.
It grew back.
But I stopped using the castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my edges did grow back.
Mm-hmm.
But I was no longer using castor oil.
Wow.
It was the way I was taking care of my hair and the products that I was using for my hair. No black castor oil.
When should you start washing each other's clothes?
Oh, I don't know. We hardly even do that because you don't like how I wash, so.
I mean, it's just you pour fabric stuff and I don't need fabric stuff.
What? You don't need fabric stuff?
I don't need it. It's like, okay.
And I put bleach in my clothes.
No, you don't put bleach. You over bleach.
See? So, I can't tell you. When do we start washing clothes together?
I don't know. You the timekeeper of that. You the datekeeper.
No,
I
mean,
just go along with it. Like, okay.
Every once in a while, you'll let me, I'll say, if I got a small load and I need something, then you'll say, okay. But other than that, you wash yours, I wash mine.
Yeah.
What up, Blue?
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey.
Not much.
Going on?
We just
have
to try
it something. I see the topic. When it's comfortable, too comfortable. I won't even say when comfortable is too comfortable. I would say you know when you've gotten comfortable with your mate or your potential mate, where you can use the bathroom and they're brushing their teeth and they hadn't passed out from the odor that comes from you or them or whatever the case. That's how you know you, that's how you know you're comfortable. That's how you know.
They like your shitty smell.
Yeah,
exactly.
I ain't got that. No.
I'm on Blog Talk. The Blog Talk show. No, go ahead. What's up? You can do it. You can do it regardless. or this one. You know you got comfortable when you can give love taps for no reason. You don't even realize you done been hit before you realize you done started wrestling. Or they say, you know you comfortable when... I got you.
All right, when you say, what about if you've been dating somebody for, let's say, 3 months, and they drink out of your cup?
3 months? Bro, I give it a week, please. or they eat off your plate and you don't think nothing of it.
Mhm. Well, I mean, I don't think that that's too comfortable. I think that you just that's just sometimes how it go. I mean,
well,
I do that.
Yeah, but you ask. That's the difference. It's not like you know.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Well, see, that's because you too comfortable. But
it's like you said, it is a difference. It's one thing if you're offering, it's another thing if you're asking. But it's a whole other ball game when they just do it and you don't even think about it. Like, cause some folks are like, wait a minute, did he just eat off my plate? But you be so into your food, you don't even think about it. You're like, okay, it must be good.
Y'all
eating
be,
off my
y'all
plate.
Food. Y'all be down there inhaling it. Woofing it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I favor mine. Especially if it's something I know she can cook real good. I favor mine, bro. I'm sorry. I take my time. I don't play with it. I take my time enjoying that meal.
Shoot. I got you.
Why?
Because you eat up on me just like if I just left that ooey gooey crispy good Cajun honey bacon that be cooking. If I let them, like,
please,
okay,
wait.
Cajun honey
pieces,
bacon. Hold on.
I cooked 8 pieces of bacon.
Uh-huh.
One day.
Uh-huh.
8. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You ate 5. I only had 3. You ate 5.
No,
you a
lie.
That's because you greedy.
Wait. She took 8 pieces and you had 5, bruh?
Yeah.
Dude,
no,
I don't even eat bacon like that no more. I eat sausage, though, but I can't do bacon, bruh. That swear me up.
Well,
me
telling that hot lie.
No, that one piece we ate together because we both was
no.
Eating. Yeah.
There was another
yeah.
time I
no.
cooked 8 pieces of bacon.
No.
And we were going to have 4 pieces.
You only cooked it one time.
And, no, I have not. I've cooked more than one. I've cooked it a total of 3 times.
When was this?
I did. Because one day you had me, I cooked it the first time, and it was good. And then you turned around and wanted me to cook it again. All right,
that's 2 times. That's
and I've cooked it a 3rd time.
Man.
One night we had breakfast for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And
hey,
I
that's a good meal right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no.
what? That oh no, you're right.
No,
you cooked it, and it was 8 pieces, and you.
No, there wasn't no 8 pieces in there. Cause
it was 6.
Right, it was. 6
and you
pieces.
Were supposed to have 3,
and I
and left
you 3.
No, you did not. I didn't eat it.
No, because you ate one of your pieces.
I didn't have any.
Yes, you did.
I didn't eat it. That's what you had, and you ate it all. I had 1 piece.
Christmas, and I had my quesadillas, and we shared an entree or whatever. So we had some guacamole queso or whatever it was, and we had some onion rings as well. So I was killing the onion rings. She was like, "Let me get these onion rings for you to eat them all." So I started eating the dip. She was like, "Well, let me get the dip for you to eat that too." I said, "Hold up, we saying this is a us thing, you know? Ain't no individual practice."
Burger. Yeah, I don't want that.
I can
eat that at home.
Eat a burger at home.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
I ain't paying you no attention. Drink up my stuff. you just go ham ass wild crazy on my snack. You do.
What's that?
You go crazy on my snack. Like, you wait till I go to bed and tan down. I just
have a couple. I don't have, like, you know, a half a box.
You a
lot. I don't have, like, a half a sleeve of crackers. It's like, No.
Who's eating up? Like, we cannot keep peanut butter in this house. Why?
You get the kind, I don't even eat that. I like it, but I eat it because you have to eat it. You like the crunchy stuff. I'll take it, you know, creamy.
That's nasty.
Well, see that?
Creamy peanut butter is nasty. But there's how we get.
The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie. That stuff is nasty.
Look, get you some chocolate chips. listen to me now. Get you some semi sweet chocolate chips. Get you a small bowl, whip that stuff in there. Eat it with some cookies. Jesus.
No. You take two tablespoons of sugar, two tablespoons of crunchy peanut butter, and an egg, and you whip that up, and you put it in the microwave for about a minute and 35 seconds, put some whipped cream on top, you got a peanut butter cake. Booyah, in your face. In your face. In your face.
Oh, that's another thing. I ain't eating the mug cake.
Yes, you have.
Well,
mud cake. What mud cake get? What happened?
Shut up. You don't need. You're diabetical.
It's called mug cake. It's on through Duck and Hines.
Look at that. Look, see? Greedy telling greedy.
That's right.
I'm sure going to look it up. I promise I is.
It's called a mug cake. I know you're getting at Walmart. That's what we got last couple of times.
You can make your own mug cake at home.
We gonna get like a brownie mug cake
You can make a brownie mug cake at home. All you need is flour and cocoa and an egg.
What's the measurement?
Depends on how chocolate you want it. I use about 2 tablespoons of cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it real floury, so I use about a tablespoon and a half of flour and an egg, maybe a splash of vanilla,
mm-hmm.
and I mix it with a fork and I put it in the microwave. And I cook it for about a minute to two, and I got me a mug cake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go low carb, leave the flour out. You can.
It's cocoa powder.
Uh-huh. But it's low carb. It's not. It don't have as much carbs as flour.
Like half carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, try it.
Make a fat bomb. Cocoa powder, chocolate, cocoa powder, and some peanut butter, and coconut oil.
That's gonna be horrible.
Mm.
No, it's not. Because it's gonna, coconut solidify. You put it in the refrigerator, and you let it solidify.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be all this coconut bombs. Mm. It's a good way to get your fat in. You low carbon it out. Mm. Yeah, buddy. Mm. So y'all talking that hot mess.
That's right.
Eat all the peanut butter and the crackers.
There's still crackers in there. Matter of fact, the last pack we had, I just opened up the last pack.
I don't want to hear it.
A week ago.
I don't want to hear it. That means that you're too comfortable when you eat up all the snacks.
No, I'm just hungry.
No, you're too comfortable listening to your gut eating up all the damn snacks.
Yeah, tell me, you better eat it. She in the apocalyptic mind right now. Either me or her.
And most of the time, it's you.
I share. I'll leave you a cracker or two.
Yeah. Like that little bit left in the container of orange juice. Make me so damn mad.
Well, the rest wouldn't fit in the cup. Well,
oh, you made me so mad with that. Leave that little bit in the container. Oh, I feel like Delary from, what's it called? Yes, I be wanting to shoot your ass in your pinky toe, leaving that little bit in the container.
The rest of it won't go in the glass.
Well, you should have drunk some and put the rest of it in your glass.
No, I'm not greedy like that.
You're a liar.
It'll swallow. One
whatever.
Little,